greenhouse gases has been causing fatalities several thousand times more than the actions of the terrorists that are the most hated individuals in the world. And you see that, in fact, all the goals of the convention would have been fulfilled by spending only half of the U.S. military budget. Isn't it better to... Isn't it better to allocate the military budgets to the welfare of the people and reduction of pollutants? Five, by avoiding a lucrative approach, new technologies can be applied for making use of, for diversifying the energy resources and also making use of renewable and clean sources, such resources such as wind, solar energy, nuclear energy, and so on. And in this way, all countries can have access to such energies, and in this way, they will not be forced to make use of fossil fuel energy. Six, in order to maintain and fulfill the long-term goals of the convention, countries can become committed to the Environment Fund, and also the resources of the fund can be distributed justly. Isn't it better to contribute to general disarmament and instead of spending money for stockpiling nuclear weapons, the money can be used for eliminating and fighting poverty? We can. I would like to propose the year 2011 to be named as the year of the correction of the consumption models, and the necessary planning can be made. This, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic Republic of Iran, based on its Article 50 of the Constitution, has emphasized the need to protect the environment on the basis of Islamic teachings and precepts, considering it as a public duty. In line with this, the government has attached a special significance to the following planning: reducing energy consumption by promoting industrial standards, management of consumption, and eliminating the energy subsidies based on a clear plan and a timetable, adopting the necessary measures for making use of natural gas by vehicles and also power plants, making use of natural gas in 90% of the cities and many rural areas, making extensive studies in order to make use of clean energy, including the wind and solar energies, and also making planning in order to produce nuclear fuel and 20,000 megawatts of nuclear electricity. The Islamic Republic of Iran supports the Kyoto Protocol and has voices readiness in order to continue its cooperation, particularly in the field of making appropriate use of energy resources and also localizing environmental technologies on the basis of bilateral and bilateral cooperation, and is prepared to actually transfer its experiences in applying clean energy resources. It is proposed to, in fact, set up a bank or a technological center in order to assist Group 77 under the Secretariat and China under the Secretariat of the Convention. I hope that through a responsible measures by governments that have caused such problems and through have caused the current circumstances and through the cooperation of all world countries, hopefully this gathering would attain constructive agreements and in this way meet the demands of the world people, societies, and nations. I would like to extend my gratitude to all environment-friendly people and environmental activists and that have actually created and provoked the necessary sensitivities in order to protect the environment. I pray to God Almighty to help all humans in order to serve humanity and revitalize divine values and establish justice and protect the global environment. I wish to warmly thank you for your kind attention.
Well, that was President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad just leaving the stage there after speaking at the climate change conference in Copenhagen. He said the climate belongs to all nations and is a divine blessing. He said any imbalance in the climate of the world affects everybody negatively. He spoke of the figures such as greenhouse gas emissions over the last few decades increasing by 30%, the global temperature increase of 1%. A lot of these figures that we've been hearing again and again over the last few days and weeks. He touched on the consequences, the natural tragedies, the earthquakes, the food crisis that is really seriously damaging much of the world and often slipping under the radar. He talked of air pollution and the spread of respiratory diseases. But he said that at this conference, instead of just looking at the options and asking which option we should take, we should also ask what the reason is. He talked of the increase of the consumption of fossil fuel and intervention in nature as two of those main reasons. He said it's not just an economic issue, it's cultural, it's behavioural, it's social, and all of these need to be addressed. And echoing criticism from many world leaders, he talked of materialism, of capitalism and a culture of consumption leading to this problem because it was all about an increase of revenue. The capitalist ideology, as he called it, has pushed this climate change crisis because it was pushing for cheaper fuel. And he also talked of the politics of the climate change, and we've seen the protesters out on the streets and we've seen walkouts within the conference as well when it comes to this issue.